as we begin the next phase of this Shabbos. This Shabbos, believe it or not, is Mevarchim b'Chodesh of Adar, the month of Shvat. The month of Shvat is the month of a bucket, of a dali. A bucket is something that we know we use dali, the mazel dali. A bucket has to go deep down, into the reservoir of whatever it is that it's drawing up, usually water. The avoda of the winter is the avoda to draw from the resources. When it's difficult for people, when things are difficult and challenging, and when things are hard for someone, and there's a lack of clarity, so it helps a person to get to the resources. When the going get tough, the tough get going. The way it works in life is there are different stages. We're now transitioning to a stage of Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha, is we're transitioning to a different phase of Geula, where a person is able to see what he pulled up in his bucket. When a person draws and puts his bucket down, which is very difficult. It's very difficult when a person in life has his focus and he doesn't necessarily know what he brings forth. Right? Many times one of the conversations, a lot that happens now, is as it comes to the end of the Zman, when you have a few weeks left till the Zman, peters out. One of the biggest Yetzaharas, as the Ramchal says, by Zriza. Zrizas means to be quick, to accomplish. Right in the beginning, as the Ramchal says, he says that there are two parts to being quick to do things. The first part is before, as Koidem Hamaisa. He says, Chalke Azriza Shnaim, Echad Koidem Hamaisa. Right? Before I started this Zman, this is what I'm going to do. I came to yeshiva. This is what I'm going to accomplish. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Of course, the Yetzihara, rarely, just to tell you, rarely will the Yetzihara give you any accomplishment or any pat on the back. That's more of a conversation for Adar itself when we're in Adar. We're not in Adar yet. I want to sort of give a pre-Adar. Adar already is a time to begin to look back at how much you've accomplished and how much you've done. The Yetzihara is going to tell you haven't accomplished anything, but we're not there yet. We're not at the end yet. Yeah, we're almost at the end. It's a difficult time because when you're in the beginning, you're looking what you're going to accomplish. When you're at the end, you got to look back, which we'll talk about. Like I said, Purim is a time, Adar is a time to talk about how much you have accomplished. But right now we're at the tail end of Zrizus, which means there's still, right, it's like the, sorry to reference, regular mundane things, it's like the 2-minute warning. It's the 2-minute warning towards the end of the game. The 2-minute warning where you could still win the game. There's still a lot to accomplish. There's still what a person could do. And the Yetzihara works very, very, very complex, because the Yetzirah just wants one thing. Yetzirah is one of the things that the Yetzirah does very, very well, is the Yetzirah makes it all or nothing. That's a very Yetzirah type of thought. Either you're learning all day, or you messed up, and you lost it all. For a person, the Ramchal says, the second thing, achazrizus achar aschalas amaisa. He says, there's a zrizus that happens, shekevan sha'achas b'mitzvah, yamaher lahashlim oisa, v'loy lahokol me'olav, kemisha mesav lahashlich me'olav maso'o. Right? The difficult thing for a person to do is to finish it off, to strengthen himself, for a person to be machazik himself towards the end. For a person to be mechazik himself almost like a Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Could you imagine the Yidden? I think they said, I heard this shot once from one of the tzaddikim, they said that we can learn everything from the Yetzirah. Could always learn from the Yetzirah. Yetzirahs are a very, me'oivai techachmeni, to learn from our Yetzirah. It says, Paro's chasing the Jewish people out, and he's still chasing them after Yetzias Mitzrayim, after the Makkos. You gotta be crazy. They chased him into the sea. They chased him. What's the pshat? The pshat is that the Yetzirah, even till the end, doesn't give up on a person. Doesn't give up on a person even till the end. Paro wasn't, okay, you had the 10 Makkos. It's not so clear that the Yidden already are out. No, then I gotta go chase them to the Yamsuf. Then even in the Yamsuf, I gotta chase them in the Yamsuf. What do we learn from the Yetzirah? We learn from the Yetzirah how important it is, the end, those last moments. I can't tell you how many chevra, I can't tell you how many times I've seen, this is for sure for after Pesach. After Pesach, some people say, oh, it's a short zman after Pesach. I can't tell you how many guys I've seen after Pesach change their life. After Pesach. The last week, the last month of yeshiva. Think of different experiences sometimes a person has. Where right now the zman is on its way to a gemar. It's on its way to finish. And the Yetzirah is going to attack us in those two ways. Either the Yetzirah is going to say, I didn't do enough. That's probably the biggest thing the Yetzirah is going to say, I didn't do enough. And the second thing the Yetzirah is going to say, and they're very connected, is what could I already accomplish in a week, in 2 weeks, in whatever it might be? What could I already accomplish? That's how the Yetzirah talks. The Yetzirah talks in terms of weeks and months, not in terms of what I can do. Hayoim and Bekoilo Tishmo. Hayoim and Bekoilo Tishmo. That today, what could I do today? What could I do for today? What can my learning be today? Hayom, today, and Bekoilo Tishmo. That's why they say, V'hoyu v'hafta shomer b'chol v'vav, V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele, the Chavetz Chaim says, V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele, Asher anoichi mitzavcha yo v'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele, these words. How do you love Hashem? V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele, these words. Asher anoichi, that I Hashem mitzavcha, you hayoim, today, alavavecha. Today, what do I have to do today? What can I try and make the best out of today? How can I make the best out of Shabbos? How can I make the best out of next week, whatever it might be? How can I try and focus? And I just want to, one of the reasons why I wanted to, you know, bring everyone together just for a few minutes is just to be mechazik that inyan. Just to be mechazik ourselves. To be mechazik that Baruch Hashem, it has been an incredible zman so far. We're not at the end where we're going to celebrate yet. We're not popping the champagne yet. But it looks like we're on our way to pop the champagne. But it's not over. It's not over yet. And it's very important for a person to be mechazik himself. And you know, they say, and I'll end off with this. They say, why were the Kruvim facing, right? We know the Gemara says, when the Kruvim were facing each other, that means they were doing the will of Hashem. When they were not facing each other, right, they were close to Hashem. The Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, represented a closeness to Hashem when Klal Yisrael is doing great. And when they were facing opposite, that meant that they weren't doing great. And it says when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they found the Kruvim were like hugging each other. They were facing each other. So that's what I mean. The Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed. Why are they facing each other? Why would they be facing each other? That's like the time where they should be the opposite. Why are they facing each other? So I think it's I think the Ritva or one of the Rishonim even says this. I heard this many, many, many years ago. That the pshat is that when you're driving to the airport and you're getting ready to go, so you're like, okay, you're half anxious and you're half whatever it is. As you get closer and closer, you get even more and you get more. And then as you're getting ready to leave to the airport, especially if you're going with someone, one of your loved ones, as you get closer to leaving, you feel the love of the fact that you're leaving. It gets stronger and stronger. The closer you get to leaving, the love and that connection gets stronger and stronger. And for us, what happens is, it's funny, I was talking to my wife about this yesterday. We were talking about it, the concept of I didn't look it up, but we were talking about like the concept of spacing out an ADD, right? So my wife was tining. I think she's 100% right. For sure the IFS have her 1,000,000% because they won't diagnose anything like that. But there's a truth to it. My wife was saying, and I think it's mamish true. She was saying it. Maybe the pshat is that the people who have the space out, whatever that's called, they actually are so spaced in. They're actually so spaced in. And they're so tuned in that they need that part has to like sort of like it's too intense for them. And therefore they have to like, you know, think about something else. I believe, first of all, Kol Masha Tomer Sara Shtecha Shma Bekoila. So if my wife said it, it's true, right? At least for me. I just want to say it like this. The Yetzirah wants, the Yetzirah doesn't want us to focus on how much more we can accomplish. That I could say. The Yetzirah definitely does not want us to focus on how much more we can accomplish together. Now, whatever it might be, I know we have a chevra going to Poland. We have a chevra who's going to be here. Or some charab is going skiing. And I want to just say one thing very clear to everyone. When we're tzazamen, when we're together, when all of us are together, even if we're not physically together in wherever we are, when we do the avoda that is meant on us, on all of us to do, when we do what it is that we are supposed to do, wherever you are, to do that avoda. That avoda could be, I'm in yeshiva, I'm going to try and get to shir, I'm going to try and take notes, I'm going to try and accomplish. Whether it means you're going to Poland to get inspired, you're going wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, to try and focus on what v'hoyu advarim ha'ila asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, alav avecha, to focus that we can continue to accomplish together. And one of the things that we need, all of us need constantly, is just chizuk. We need to be machazik ourselves, how much we've done, how much we're doing, and how much we're going to continue to do. That's all the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah just wants us to feel down about ourselves, to focus on our averus, to focus on what I haven't accomplished, to focus on the fact that I can't change. It's too late. Paro didn't say it's too late for me to get the Jewish people. He didn't say it's too late. I missed them. They left Mitzrayim. He kept on chasing and kept on chasing. Kept on chasing Klal Yisrael. Hashem should help us all. We should all be Zoicha. Mamish, each and every one of us, we should be Zoicha as we're entering an incredible time. We're entering a time. And I want to say, Mir Tashem, Shalom Coco is representing us on the football field tonight. Right? Why don't you say it's over? You could just say that it's over. You could just say, well, the season's over. The season's over. What does that mean? You go till the end. The person goes till the end. You never know what you're going to accomplish at the end. That last 2 minutes, I was at that game. I don't know if they still talk about that game. From our chevra, right? I was standing next to someone. It was Ezi Jasky and Yaakov Dov and KP Nehemiah. Right, KP, I think, was also on it, on the team. And it was a minute. There was, I think, a minute left. They were losing. I don't know what happened. There was a little kid. I know who it is. Said to me, you know who it is also. I'm not going to say his name. He said to me, let's go. He looked at the scoreboard and he said, okay, game is over. We lost. Game is over. That's what he said. So I told him, well, could you tell me how many seconds are left on the clock? And he looked up. It was one of the kids from around. I was there with my son. I said, yes. I said, what? He says, a minute and 23 seconds. So I said, so why are you telling me it's over? I have a minute 23 seconds left. And what happened at the end? You heard about this? They ended up winning the game. A minute 23 seconds left.
Let's go.
A minute 23 seconds left. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that the Yetzirah either wants to say, you lost already. The Yetzirah wants to say, it doesn't matter. And they're both not true. They're both not true. Hashem should be mechazik us. Hashem should be mechazik. Today is also a day that we have to think of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. It's a very, very very, you can't imagine, the family, the Bibas family, and the children who are coming to Eretz Yisrael, it's mamish. It's something that the fact that we're living during this time, we have to take it to heart. We have to take it to heart. A yid has to be sensitive. It can't be that we don't think about it or talk about it. We have to think about it. It's hard to handle. It's hard to process. But we have to think of the pain and the tsar of Klal Yisrael. A yid is always thinking of the pain of Klal Yisrael. We're always thinking of the pain of another Jew. Always, always. That's what a Jew is always thinking of another Jew. Always thinking of another Jew. Hashem should help. It should be a nechama for Klal Yisrael. It should be a chizuk for our yeshiva. Let's be mechazik. Ish re'eu yazur lachiv yar mechazak. Let's strengthen each other. Let's continue doing amazing things that we're doing. And we should all be zoicha to continue to finish up this man, to really strengthen this man until we're zoicha to geula, to the geula. Purim is this man of geula. Nisan is this man of geula. And we're on our way. And I just want to say the incredible job that all of you have done, the incredible job that all of you have done and you continue to do is an inspiration to many. It's an inspiration to many. Keep on going. Keep on strengthening yourselves. And we'll be zoicha, all of us, to have an incredible end and strong zman. Thank you so much.